Coleman Tisdale. I didn't sound quite as excited as the guy did earlier, but that's your captain for East tonight. Cavaliers.
Well, it's impossible to sound like Coach Van Dyke did earlier.
I agree. McDowell's going to be led on defense by their absolute magnificent linebacker, Hayden Haynes, I believe is his name.
And Coach Russ told me, he said, when it comes to that defense, he said, they're going to try to load that box up and force us to make throws. He says that if we can do that, he thinks they'll set some things up for the running game, and they'll be able to get some points on the board tonight.
There you go. Some players to watch for Central is a freshman, Landon Flynn, quarterback. Also got a junior, number 23, Reggie Robinson, junior, number 6, Arkeen Curitan, and sophomore, number 11, Blake McClellan. Blake's also one of those to watch on defense. Jalen Watkins and also Coleman Tisdale on defense.
Coleman Tisdale, he is one of the seniors on this team. They only have 11. He's a leader of this team. He's a vocal leader, and he leads by example on the field and off the field. I expect him to have a pretty big game tonight for East Raleigh.
Yeah, I can sense the excitement as we came in the gate. It's been a rough day today getting here, but we're finally here ready for some football and got everything squared away, hopefully. Hopefully a good football game here tonight. Coming in, I think we got a few stats. McDowell's averaging 27 points a game and giving up 35. And East Rutherford, a young team, scoring 7 points a game and giving up 55. Let's hope they cut that 55 down at least in half tonight.
Absolutely. And McDowell's coming off a tough loss last week to Mitchell. And we know a lot about Mitchell, how strong they are at the 1A level. So it'd be curious to see what kind of mindset the guy brings in here tonight coming off that loss.
Yeah, sometimes that tough loss will take it out on you for a couple of weeks following. Looks like East is going to kick to start this game off. They're going to be going right to left, dressed out in all black, black pants, black jerseys, white numbers. It should be easy to see tonight. I like white numbers on a black jersey. Makes it easy.
And McDowell, they've got their white tops with the dark blue numbers, so that's easy to see as well. So we should be in good shape now.
Yeah, McDowell's second trip to Rutherford County this year already in week 3. They're going to rack up the mileage.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I bet they can tell you the best eateries, though, around here.
I tried one earlier, and it was a pretty good spot to go. I guess I can't call it out since they're not sponsoring anything, but it was a good cheeseburger and fries.
There you go.
Over in Spindale.
Terry, I'll tell you the truth right now. Welcome to Jungle. It's about to be playing. The Cavaliers are running on the field. My juices are flowing myself. That's no love, so I can't help it.
Well, if you want to jump around, go right ahead. I think we'll be okay. We're getting ready for kickoff. School board has 12 minutes on the clock. All we're waiting for now is the officials to signal play ball. Week 3, I guess it is. In South Carolina, they have week 0. So this is actually week 2 down there. I'm not sure how they do it up here, but we'll figure it out.
I did see an exciting cross-the-border matchup down there in South Carolina. Mallard Creek going down to South Point, South Carolina this evening, so that should be an absolute dogfight.
That should be, and we're here tonight. It's going to be a Hall of Fame induction night. Some people being inducted at halftime will be Laura Ray, Michael Shepard, Adrian Wilkins, Blake Boston, and then Vernon Tarleton. He's a legacy contributor, so we'll do that at halftime, and that should be exciting for those folks.
Now, I won't say too much now, but there's a whole lot I could say about the impact Adrian Wilkins had on the field. He and I graduated in the same year, so I saw him play all 4 years. When I tell you about someone who was tough to tackle in the open field, that was him.
He played other sports here also?
I believe he might have run track as well.
Most of your best athletes wind up playing 3 or 4 different things, but I'm excited to see what's going on here as we get things underway. I'll try to keep a few stats here tonight so I have a little bit to talk about at halftime. I'll do my best on that as we try to get underway here. Does the field have a name, or is it just a...
Well, I'm going to say not that I know of, and I apologize to all the other alumni out there if I'm not right.
A lot of fields don't, but maybe somebody this year can have enough of an impact that they'll name it after them.
Absolutely.
So, first home game?
First home game, first fall home game since 2019 for the Cavaliers.
Well, I guess that grass is after waiting on it.
It looks good tonight as well. Grounds crew did an excellent job out here preparing the field for this game tonight.
Like Keldon Bostick's going to kick it off, number 32. Good size out there for East Rutherford. They got the helmets in the air on the sideline.
Keldon Bostic, that was as a soccer player as well. He's a very good soccer player for Coach Van Dyke and the soccer team.
If he can get this in the end, Donnie, it's going to be a end-over-end kick. Taking it to 15-yard line, has the blockers up front, right at the middle. He's going to lower his head, but good coverage down there by the Cavalier defense. Got number 8 on the tackle. Jalen Watkins, a sophomore tight end. So pretty good coverage down there for the kick team as we get underway. We're going to see this battle offense. Like you said, an exciting quarterback leading the way.
And I think one key for these Shrewsbury defense is try to force negative first down plays here tonight.
Exactly.
Putting it down behind the chain.
Coach Russ wants 11 guys on the ball. The Titans are going to spread it out a little bit. Two guys right. Haynes going in motion, going to set. Double tight end. Hand off to the tailback. He has some room. Spins after a pickup of about 7 yards over the right side. At Boswell, 22 on the carry.
And we saw off right away one of them unconventional steps right in, faced towards the backfield for the snap, and he went in motion 3 different times before he finally came set.
That'd be hard on your defensive ends, people moving around like this. Second down, 6 coming up. Defense hoping to make a strong statement here.
We had a short stop. It's had a player have to come off the field for some reason.
Like an equipment malfunction. I think he may have grabbed a mouthpiece over here on the sideline. Might have been chomping at the bit so hard that he chewed right through it.
Could have.
Second and 6. That's going to be Boswell again, left side. Going to pick up, choose his way to the 50. On the arm tackle there at about the 45 of the Cavaliers. First down pickup.
I believe Zaylin Watkins made that tackle as well, so we can chalk him up 2 tackles in the first 3 plays of the game.
About a 15-yard carry. Bringing up 1st and 10 now as the Titans cross midfield. 1st and 10. Just a theme night tonight. Again, the student section down there on the 50, all standing up. That must be a recurring theme for all the high schools now.
Looks like might be jersey night tonight. See a lot of Braves jerseys down there and Panthers jerseys.
This time there's 24 on the carry, it looks like. That was Josh Ellis, their second leading rusher. They're actually pretty close in average to that. I think 270 for Boswell and 240 for Ellis.
Okay. I believe that was 24 Jordan Dixon on the tackle, Priest Rubs. We've got another player coming up, Cavaliers. I believe might have been another equipment.
Pick up a 7
issue.
Second 3. You know, this equipment's been sitting around for a year. It could have some aches and pains in it.
Yeah.
We'll call it 2nd and 8. Haynes going in motion. Going to set up on the right side. There's a snap. And we have a flag on the play. Is that movement on the offense?
I believe it was. It looked like there was a couple players jumped just a tad early.
Yeah, not allowed to do that. Illegal procedure called. Going to back him up 5 yards. Make it about 2nd and 7. Penalty on the play. Now we go 2nd down and 7 to go. Quarterback's going to look to the sideline for the play. Back in shotgun. Going to take it. It's going to be back arm tackle and a face mask. Going to be caught a little back on this. But good coverage by the Cavalier defense. Josh Ellis again on the carry. Only got about a yard out of it. But the face mask penalty is going to give him a 1st down, I do believe.
Okay, I think McDowell has run 4 offensive plays, and on 3 of them, they've pulled offensive linemen, lead blockers. They're going to do that a lot tonight.
Yeah, they like that double tight end set a lot also, and put them in motion. I mean, there's a lot of confusion out there for your defense, especially a young defense.
Absolutely. Have to do your best to stay in your gaps and make something happen.
15-yard penalty. We'll make it 1st and 10 from about the 24-yard line. Back in shotgun again. Has one man on his right hip. High snap. Going to give it to the end of round. 24, Ellis. Good coverage by the Cavalier defense.
Could tell if it was a bad snap or just a late read by the quarterback there. But that handoff to the wing back coming around was a little funky looking.
Yeah, listen, that was a little high, I think, or he wasn't expecting it. Short gain on the play, second down and six coming up. And the big fullback linebacker Haynes in there on his left hip. I think it's going to be a pass coming out here. At the end of round of 22, Boswell with the carry. Going to pick up the yardage over the left side down near the 10-yard line. It's going to be another tight first down. It's going to mark the ball at about the 12 for its first 10.
This is your second time seeing McDowell in person, my first time, but those are some big boys down there.
Yes, they are, and their defensive line is about the same size. It's probably the same guys, actually.
Probably.
If you look across at number 74, he's about the size of two people.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Here's the first down play from the 12. Ellis stops after a short game. Ed is about to allow him
to Ryan Butler on that tackle. That was an outstanding job, wrapping up the legs and not letting it get no farther.
Cavalier defense right now, kind of a bend but break defense. Ball at the 10 now, second down and 8. Titans on their opening drive. Carr's going to stay in shotgun. As Ellis there on his left hip. There's a snap. Going to give to Ellis on his lead. He's nowhere to go. Thunder steps. Good play defensive by the Cavaliers.
That was great penetration by the nose on that play from the defensive line there for the Cavaliers. And they've set themselves up here with a good chance to get a stop.
2 weeks ago, McDowell did kick a field goal until late in the ballgame. They went for it down here inside the 20 a couple of occasions on fourth down. So I expect them to do that again here tonight. Third and long, about third and 8 to go. Ball just inside the 10. Opening drive here in the first quarter. Carr's in there. Going to keep it himself. Rolls to the outside. They converge on him. He gets to the 5 yard. Oh, and a big hit at the 5. He'll be short of the first down.
There's that senior we talked about earlier, Coleman Tisdale, making a big stop.
The quarterback's going to think twice about running when he gets hit like that. Fourth down and 6. Fourth and 5 coming up, and McDowell's going to step there and go for it. Good. Getting the play from the sideline. Got to hurry it up. I don't see a play clock, so they'll keep it on the field, I guess.
Yep, that's why they shut him off. Wouldn't be surprised to see McDowell go with the hard count, try to draw each rusher offside, get a little bit closer.
This is the one where Carr keeps himself. Got two receivers to the left. They're going to roll both tight ends to the short side of the field. Carr's going to take it. He's going to roll. He looks, has a man in the end zone. It's going to be on the ground and incomplete. They missed it. So, Cavaliers hold.
It was hard to tell from up here, but it looked like the ball did hit the ground when he tried to reel it in. But that's about the biggest stop Cavaliers defense you can get.
That's big.
Say one thing Coach Russ talked to me this week was about this team. And he said if he had to come up with one word that embodied them, it'd be resiliency.
Good.
And that defense showed resiliency right there.
So one of the freshman quarterbacks coming out there. Guess you want to focus on this year, but also build for the future.
Well, it says a lot about you when you're starting a quarterback as a true freshman.
Exactly. And I believe the backup's also a freshman. So a lot of youth out there. We're going to see an eye formation and a timeout's going to be called, I believe. Cavaliers call a timeout, and we'll take a timeout here and be back after this.
There is one insurance agency that you can put your complete trust and confidence in. That's Maxwell B. Hamburg Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. They are an independent insurance agency. Stop in today and talk with manager Bill Daves and his trained staff for a quote or any question you may have. They're at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale or call them at 286-2384. Maxwell B. Hamburg Insurance Agency, your local hometown insurance agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time.
WCAP. Welcome back, football fans, to Friday Night Frenzy. McDowell Titans put up the kickoff for 5.5 minutes, got it down to about the 6-yard line, but the Cavalier defense rose up. Pass was missed in the end zone on fourth down, and Cavaliers coming out with their first possession of the ballgame. Big confidence builder to make that stop.
it will be, and be a big contribution to get a couple first downs here and try to flip the field a little bit.
High formation. In shotgun. I'll try to first man through. Hey, can he get to the outside? Oh, he cuts it back. See the block? There's a flag in the backfield. You get us a hold of some type. That's a dangerous place for a hold is inside the five.
Yes, it is.
That was 26 on the carry. C.J. Hollifield. Try to keep these numbers down. I see 18 checking into the game. That would be Adrian Hamilton, Jr. Going back the ball up. Dangerous place now about the three. For his first and 14. Landon Flynn got a good size to be an operator.
Yes, he does.
Man's going to take the snap. Hand off in the end zone. It's going to be stayed on his feet. Tries to get away. Spinning around. There's another flag.
I believe that might be a face mask. It looked like his head jerked around a little bit on that tackle.
I believe it did, too. That'd be a big penalty to help the Cavaliers.
Here it is.
Now, is it one of those inadvertent face masks, or was it a flagrant one? Sure, they're all pretty flagrant if you're the one being face masked.
Yeah, but I believe that's going to be the 15-yard variety.
But that's a big help right there for the Cavaliers to get them out of the shadow of their end zone there. 15-yard pickup. Good size along the offensive front there for East. Go over that starting lineup in a little bit when we have a chance. One receiver right, three to the left, nobody in the backfield. There's a quick pass out, a little bubble screen, has it caught. Can he get a loose defender? Is he going to be up to the 20, or the 16, 17-yard line? Aiden Lynch, one of those seniors.
He was about one block away from pretty good yardage there. Just one receiver couldn't hold their block.
Like Coach Russ trying to spread that tight defense out. Just keep it away from 44 down there for the tight. He's a tackling machine. Loves to hit.
It might be the best way to attack the size of McDowell, spread him out, and use your quickness to your advantage.
So I thought he got a little bit, but it's going to be second and 10. That's a play that's got to really hit really quick, pick up yardage. We're down to 5:20 to go here in the first quarter. No score. We're at East Rutherford High School tonight, home of the Cavaliers. Philbert has a hole. Left side cuts it back to the 20-yard line. Good sidestepping that time. Puritan on the carry. And again, get the signals. Don't see teams huddle very often anymore. They get the signal straight from the sideline. I guess that's something that was started a few years ago. And it saves time, I'm sure.
It does, and it keeps your quarterback fresh. He's not having to run over to the sideline for every play call.
Right. I always wondered that was where I got out to do that the whole game. High formation again, two receivers to the right. And another handoff right side. Has an opening. They tried to run another flag on the play. Was close to a first down on that. May have gotten it. We'll see what the penalty flag for.
I believe it looked like the holding signal between the umpire and the.
Well, that's going to remain third down. I think the Titans are going to accept that penalty and back it up 10 yards. 4:30 to go. I'd say so far, East Rutherford got the Titans right where they want.
Yeah, like I said, it's kind of just a couple penalties that have kind of drove them back, but they're having some success running the ball against the size of the Titans. That's a good sign early if you're a Cavalier fan.
And getting good push on offensive front there. Probably the hottest night of the season for football, I think. Cooking off pretty soon. Here we go. Two receivers to the right. Going to take the shotgun snap. Half movement on the offensive front. Jump a little too soon. We won't call him out. Another penalty. So after a pickup, after the penalty on the first down, the Cavaliers are now heading backwards.
Almost back to where they started this drive.
Yeah, they started on the six. They're pretty close. They're on about the nine. So haven't seen a pass yet from this Cavalier offense. see if Landon Flynn will air this one out. He's got two receivers to the right, two to the left. Nobody in the backfield. Has three receivers now to the right side. Can he get protection? It's going to be an end zone when he drops back. He's at the end. Throws it downfield. Has a man out there, single coverage. It's going to be intercepted. Number 80 went up, high pointed the ball at about the 40-yard line for McDowell. Good play by the defense. That's when your quarterback just throws it up. Oh, sure, guy, bring it in. Marshall Lamb on the interception.
Marshall Lamb did an outstanding job right there, get position. That was really a 50-50 ball, but he just went up and had the inside position. He was able to snag it.
That's all you can hope for. Throw it around. Hope your guy can beat his man. Little dive stalls.
And as the old adage goes, it's as good as a punt.
Exactly. Tide's taking over again now on the Cavalier side of the field at the 41. See if they change it up this time offensively. They're going to stick with the same route. They're going to go two receivers left, double tight end right side. Normally they run to the left on this formation. Boswell's in the backfield. Quarterback's going to roll. He's going to look downfield, have some time. He's going to throw it downfield. It's going to be caught at the 25-yard line and tackled out of bounds. Getting plenty of time to throw with that rollout.
Yeah, but he's had to throw back across his body, but he put that pass right on the money in his receiver.
Matthew Spivey, 5'10 receiver, senior for McDowell. Clock down to 3:35 to go down the first quarter. Still no score here. East Rustford High School. I came through the country, and there's some pretty land out through there.
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty place to get around the country out here.
Time, car's going to roll to his right. Throws it again. Sidearm misses Spivey this time at the 10. Bring up second down at 10. Wonder why they're abandoning the run game this early. Or maybe just trying to open up the run game with Spivey.
Could be. They're seeing a lot of man-to-man coverage, and I guess they think their receivers can win those battles.
Ricky Carr's a senior. Got him listed at 5'8", but I thought 2 weeks ago he's a little bigger than that. It looks like.
Yeah, that 185, I believe they got him listed at, is generous.
Yeah, exactly. He's been to a couple of buffets.
Yes, he has. I promise you, anybody tries to tackle will agree he's lower than 185.
Clock stops at 3:16 to go. Second down, 10. Going to be Boswell handoff right at the middle. Going to push forward. Finding game tackle there. About six hats on the ball. At the 20.
Tell you what makes these McDowell ball carriers so hard to bring down is they just don't quit turning those feet.
Jordan Dixon on tackle.
And they always fall forward.
A lot of size out there right now for the Titans. McDowell coming down from Marion, North Carolina. One of the first games I ever saw in high school football was McDowell against Hickory back in the 70s.
You remember how it turned out?
I think Hickory won that. I had a cousin playing for McDowell, so Hickory won that game. I think like it might have been 21-20 or something
okay.
Like that. But, and I was like 10. Well, third and long coming up. That's what the Cavaliers are hoping for. Got Brandon Pinkerton checking in the game. If the Cavaliers decide to blitz here. Roll by the quarterback, Carr looking downfield. Has a man open in the end zone, but he's not going to have time to throw it. Oh, it's caught by his tight end, number 3. Sidearm that thing to Jeremiah Ellis, his leading receiver. Had a man open in the end zone, but didn't see him because he was running for his life.
Yeah, that just speaks to what Coach Russ said about him. He is trouble when he gets outside of the pocket. He said he was spot on with that underneath pass.
Kind of looks like that young Mr. Tom Brady out there. Those colors and that sidearm throw.
This kid might be a little more mobile than Tom Brady.
At this point, he probably is. Ellis in the backfield now right here. He's going to get this carry right up the middle. He's going to push. Keeps turning those legs. He's inside the 5. It's going to be second and goal. Cavaliers able to stop him one time. Can they do it again? Ball's at the 4.5, just inside the 5-yard line. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. No score. But the Titans are threatening here on the ground. This is when Carr is dangerous. 5 yards ago, and he rolls out. Picks apart the defense.
Absolutely. Or he used to run it back as an extra blocker, and he just runs fine.
Ellis in on the left. Carr's going to roll to his left. That's a tough throw. Jump up and down, throws it incomplete, misses everybody. I think he's throwing that one away.
Yeah, it looks like McDowell ran a pick play with their two receivers there, and they got a little tangled up, and it just threw off the time with the entire play.
Yeah, it's going to pick. You got to not pick your own guy. Well, third down and goal from the inside the five. Can this Cavalier defense come out strong one more time here in the first quarter?
Early score update. Chase scored on the first play of the game, and they lead North Gaston 7-0.
My fellow McCombs took that one in.
It's a safe bet to pick them.
Third down, goal from the five. Got three men in motion. 22 Boswell in there, now going to the left. Carter, quarterback, going to take it himself. Throws to the left side, going to try to push it in the end zone, and he gets it. Touchdown, McDowell. They strike first, lead it 6-0 with 1:47 to go. Extra point attempt coming up.
Just like we just talked about, use that running back to lead blocker, pulled a guard, and he just followed them both into the end zone.
You know, Ogunite, they went for two early in the game. I thought they didn't have a kicker, but they apparently changed their mind in the fourth quarter of that game. 23 is on the kick for McDowell. Gunner Dietrich, he has a kicker's name.
Yes, he does.
Left footer. Take a snap, it's good. Kick is up. End over end, and good. 1:47 to go. Titans lead the Cavaliers 7-0. We'll be back after this.
When you're in the mood for good food, not just fast food, it's time to visit Wayne's Lunchbox in Spindale. Of course, he does offer the favorites like burgers and hot dogs, but he also serves up a delicious hot meal of meats and vegetables. And beginning Tuesday, September the 6th, Wayne will have brand new hours, Monday through Thursday, 11 until 7 p.m. Yep, Wayne is going to serve supper, starting at 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., a dinner menu of meats and vegetables only. That's Wayne's Lunchbox, 391 East Main Street in Spindale. Call 828-395-2225. Wayne's Lunchbox is a proud supporter of high school football.
WCAP. All right, football fans, we're back here. East Rutherford High School, home of the Cavaliers for the McDowell Titans. Just scored an extra point, 7-0, 1:47 to go here in the first quarter. A few penalty flags in this first quarter slowed it down a little bit, but other than that, it's been a well-played game. A lot of running, so the clock keeps running for us. And we'll see a first kick return here at home for the Cavaliers. Cavaliers will receive the second half kickoff.
It looks like Blake McClellan and Martin Puritan are back.
Just that footer kind of pooches it. Taking at the 22. He has an opening here on the left side. Good eye. Gets down to the 40. He hit hard at the 43, but a good return. Came over to the left side of the field with no tacklers.
That was 18, Adrian Hamilton. His outman did an excellent job creating him a gap to run through, and he hit it hard.
Yeah, that was a good read that time. Perfect. I thought it was going to be able to break that for a big score. That would put the Titans on their heels. A good field position for East Rutherford. They're going to start here. Second drive on the 44. First and 10.
And big key for East Rutherford offense is the opposite of the defense. You got to get positive yardage on first down.
And the fans going to give it to us. Still back. It's going to be hit hard if the defense line wrestles down. Our team carries it on the carry.
When them linemen from McDowell get a hold of it, it's hard to get around them or get through them or get past them. You seem to go back.
Well, they used to wrestle bears up there in there and coming down off the mountain, so the easy to tackle a ball carrier, I guess. Second down and 9.
Of course, I guess your school nickname's Titans. You better be strong.
18 going in motion. Let them out wide. For the Cavaliers, that's Blake McClellan. Fan's going to get it. Going to give it to a second man through. Has an opening. Gets to the corner. He cut a 50 down the sideline. Hit out of bounds at about the 38, 39-yard line. Big pickup.
But there is a flag. I believe we might get a blindside block here, a block in the back, whatever way you want to word it.
That's one of the things you can tell from a young team is you get a big play, and somebody really did, probably didn't mean to make a blindside block, but it just turned out to be in there. Sometimes it's better to just leave them alone.
Yeah.
But that was a good play they can go back to
Oh, and I didn't count, but I know I heard my gal coaches saying there's 12 men on the field. But I didn't count them to know.
We could hear that clearly, don't you?
Still looks like there's 12 out there.
Now you can break the huddle. It used to be you couldn't break the huddle with 12, but now I guess you can. Three to the right. Then the quarterback's going to stay in shotgun. He has Cureton in there right behind him in the I formation. He's going to get to Cureton. He's going to try it again. This time he stops and cuts back. That end closed up in a hurry on him at the 40.
That man you keep talking about from McDowell, Hayden Haynes, he set the edge there and forced that run back inside.
Well, when you see him blitz one time, you run for your life. He's a tackling machine. Looks like he wants to hit somebody at all times, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
That's going to do it here for the first quarter. A good, exciting quarter here from East Rutherford High School. Our score, McDowell Titans 7, East Rutherford Cavaliers 0. We'll be back after this.
Robbins Auto Parts is your auto parts headquarters, located at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta. They're your team of professional auto parts dealers for Rutherford County. They have a commitment to serving their customers with the auto parts they need, both new and used. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Visit them today at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta or call them at 828-657-5732. Robbins Auto Parts keeps you rolling.
It's the store folks in Western North Carolina depend on. Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply. It's like a superstore. Deer corn, $11.05 for 50 pounds. Cob corn, $10. They have plenty of deer plant supplies. Check on the lower prices on propane, $12.99 for a 20-pound tank. Mulch, gravel, rocks, and supplies for beautiful landscaping. That's available at Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply at lower prices. Open Monday through Saturday. If you want a feed and seed store that carries so much more, including new and used farm equipment, then come on over to Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply, 188 Whiteside Road, Rutherfordton. WCAB.
It's going to call it against the offense. Illegal procedure call. I didn't see anything that time.
I didn't either. I didn't even feel like the offensive line had time to get set before that flag came out.
Yeah. I'm waiting on the snap count. 5-yard penalty marked off. Made it third down and 18. I'll suspect a possible pass here. There's two receivers right. Cavaliers going to stay in that I formation. Flynn's quarterback. He has a man in front of him to block, maybe. He's going to give it to 23. He's going to be flushed out in the backfield. Nowhere to go. He's fighting for his life at the 30, but a loss on the play. Was Reggie Robinson.
Yeah, he didn't have much of a shot on that one. As soon as he got the ball, there was a pair of McDowell defenders in the backfield weak on him.
It almost looked like the offensive line was pass blocking on that run. I'm not sure if it was a cross-up or not. But first punt of the game here for the Cavaliers. Back to punt at his 32, Kelton Bostic. Punter and kickoff. I guess he does extra points also. Bostic's going to get it. Back for the Titans, number 4, is one of the guys back, Devin Cash. Officials again going to talk about something on the field. And now it's ready to play. They see if we're going to run the clock. 11:06. And they changed their mind. Looks like the Cavaliers may have been a man short on the line. Might have been tough to block. 11 with 10 out there. We're going to wave it off. Flag's already got 30. I guess they're just shaking the dust off of it now.
Yep.
Been a lot of flags tonight. Didn't see many week one, and not a whole lot last week.
Nope.
Making up for it now. Good snap. Oh, they got in there quicker than a good punt. That catch caught and caught at the 30-yard line. No advance. Was playing Boswell back, dangerous return man.
That was a heck of a punt from number 32, Kelton Bostic. Had great hang time on that.
Came out of there like a cannon, too, when he
did.
Kicked his foot.
Yes, it did.
First and 10, the Cavaliers have held it to 7-0 right now, just starting the second quarter. Need some type of turnover here. Get the defense and these fans excited again. Back to action. Titans have Carr in the quarterback. That's going to be Ellis around the right side. Picks up a block, cuts it back to the inside. He's to the 40, staying on his feet. Going to be tackled at about the 42-yard line. Pick up of about 11 yards.
I tell you, McDowell has shown the ability to run the ball pretty much every gap there is and then get to the edge when they need to.
Yeah, our big offensive line has a lot to do with that.
It makes things really difficult for the defense when you're able to run through whichever way you want to.
Back to action now. It's first and 10 after the pickup. Carr's going to snap his hand, going to pitch his feet to a man, but the Cavaliers are there. Loss on the play, big tackle by the whole Cavalier defense.
Hey, big play there by number 8, Zaylen Watkins. He really set that edge and forced that run back inside where he had some buddies waiting to bring down the barrel of the ball carrier.
And ninth grader Pinkerton was one of them in there on that tackle. So a big loss, second down and 13 coming up. That's why Coach Russ would want some lost yards on first and second down.
Absolutely.
See the Cavalier cheerleader down here putting on a good show. Dancing with the band. I see them coordinated together like that.
Absolutely.
Second down, 13. Carr's going to roll to his right, throws it downfield. Two, number three is caught by Ellis. He's going to be a good tackle there. 38-yard line. Big pickup. Tied in Ellis. Always seems to break free out there for a big game.
There is a flag on the play. I'm not sure what this is for.
Around the offensive line.
Yep. Cavalier player indicating it's against the Titans. Let's see if he's right.
Illegal man downfield, I believe, was the signal.
Yeah.
That's going to back him up. I believe that loss of down, I forget. It's the first time I've seen that this year.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's just a 5-yarder. Replay the down.
That backs him up a little further.
I think young man that caught that pass, Jeremiah Ellis, they got him listed at 6'4", 225. It's not fair to be that big and run that fast.
Exactly.
We saw him run across the middle.
Yeah, he ran all over the field against Central a couple of weeks ago. Number 11 in there now for that Cavalier defensive end. Here's the second down play. Carr's going to roll, looks downfield again, stretches it out, throws it sidearm again to Ellis, and it's going to be,
I believe it's rolling out of bounds.
Waited a little bit too long to throw that one. Play ran out of bounds on him. We 3rd and 17, a chance for this Cavalier defense to make a stop.
I'll tell you, one thing I keep noticing is Carr on them rollouts. He gets mighty close across that line of scrimmage before he lets the ball go. He holds on to that thing for the last possible second.
Must have good vision in the back of his head there to do that. Most great quarterbacks do.
Yes, they do.
Well, that's 3rd down and 17. Big play here for this Cavalier defense. 8:50 to go here in the second quarter. Carr's going to drop straight back. He's going to be flushed out of the pocket. He's going to roll, stayed on his feet. Can he get away? He stayed on his feet again at the 40. But the Cavaliers get him before he gets back to the original line of scrimmage and bring it up 4th down, and a great job by this Cavalier defense.
That was Jordan Dixon that had to bring him down in open space. He did an outstanding job of wrapping him up and bringing him to the ground and keeping him well short of the first down.
Got those fire hydrants at the top fives out there. So good stop for the Cavalier defense. Can they get good field position and momentum? That deep's going to be Blake McClellan. Playing defensive end and returning punts, it looks like. Not taking their time. Clock down to 8 minutes to go here before halftime.
You never know what could happen moving forward. We might look at that punt and the boss because a big deal come later in this game.
That's a good punt. I hit the ground at the 20, bounce forward. I'm glad I think about picking it up as it rolls down to the 24-yard line. The Cavalier defense holds, and they'll have it 1st and 10. Had a couple of big plays in the first quarter. Can they get something going here now? Only trailing 7-0 with 7:45 to go.
I And they had their best success when they had a little counter going on in the backfield and really, you know, forced those McDowell guys to chase as opposed to just running straight downhill.
Well, I wonder if they can maybe get something downfield now, deep. If those linebackers are staying at home, Flynn's going to stay in shotgun.
We'll say these corners for McDowell, they have some size on them as well, so they're hard to throw one-on-one balls against, we saw earlier.
Yeah, the one deep pass was intercepted. Fans on the top. Gonna look. Toes it across. Toes behind his receiver. Had him open now for a minute at about the 36. Just a little behind him. Stops the clock and brings up second and 10. That was a good, well-designed play.
It was. Aiden Lynch there made an excellent route. He had his defender beat by a step.
Those dangerous crossing patterns. They can get you lit up or they can get you big yards.
Yes, they can.
Got three receivers going to go left now. One long receiver in single coverage to the right. Flynn's going to stand at the 20, awaits a snap from the shotgun. He's going to take a timeout. That timeout called by McDowell. We'll take a timeout with him and be right back.
Vibe's Ultimate Gig Package gives you more. Fiber-rich 5-gig internet with unlimited data, modem, wire maintenance, and a free installation for only $74.99 a month. That's right. Get our fastest speed with unlimited data and no additional equipment fees. Vibe's fiber-rich network powers all your devices and is backed by our 30-day money-back guarantee. Get more with this limited-time offer. Visit us online at vibebroadband.com. Offer ends 10/31/22. Not available in all areas. Taxes and fees extra. Visit vibebroadband.com for additional restrictions.
WCAB. All right, welcome back, football fans. It's Friday Night Frenzy here on WCAB. Tonight we're at East Westwood High School, home of the Cavaliers, taking on the McDowell Titans. Second time this season we've seen McDowell. We saw him 2 weeks ago in a 21-0 victory over RS Central. McDowell calls a timeout, hoping to keep good field position, I guess, on this second down and 10. Flynn's back. He's going to be flushed out of the pocket. The mountainfielder runs, throws it downfield. Has a man at the 30. It's going to be a short gain on the play. Yeah. Up near the line of the first down marker.
Yeah. That time, quarterback there, Flynn, showed his ability to roll outside the pocket. And if his receiver could have kept his foot, he might have picked up the first down there.
Threw that to Blake McClellan, the sophomore. And that's that tough throw across your body like that, but he looked good doing it.
Yes, he did. Couple score updates real quick. Chase leads 13-8 in the second quarter, I believe, in the RS Central Trail South Point 14-0 in the second quarter. I bet that's a game moving quick. Central and South Point.
Here we go now. Third down and 5 coming up. Flynn's going to quarterback option. Pitches it late. The ball's on the ground at the 25. I'd say they have it, and the officials agree. Somehow, about 44 of the linebacker comes up with it. He must have wrestled that away from a couple of Cavaliers. Aiden Haynes.
Yeah, if he was getting hit when he tried to pitch it, it just didn't work for him.
Defensive end, he was trying to read him and pitched that a little late on the ground, and Haynes jumped on it. So second turnover of the game for the Cavaliers. Defense had to come up big here. McDowell has it first and 10. At the Cavalier 25. Just where Carr likes to have it. Gonna take a shot. Gonna give it to Ellis right side. Jumps over a couple of defenders, but it's gonna be tripped up after a short gain. They're gonna give him the 23-yard line. Gain of 2.
I'll tell you, this East Rutherford front is holding its own against McDowell's offensive line. They might be. McDowell might have a size advantage, but that effort East Rutherford's playing with right now, it's matching that up pretty evenly.
It's the black uniform. That's what it is. I always play good in all black.
That's right.
Second down, 8. Carr, shotgun. And Ellis on his right. If he's on a roll, drop straight back, looking down through the end zone, has a single coverage thrown and caught. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, McDowell. 81 made the catch. Let's see, that was Jackson Marsh. Same guy that had the interception earlier, I believe.
And that ball was perfectly placed on the outside shoulder. You cannot place it any better than that, than Carr. just did right there. So credit to him and credit to the receiver there for being able to drag that right foot in bounds.
Titans take advantage of the turnover and score, making it 13-0 and waiting the extra point by the left footer. Just looks odd to see a left foot kicker. The kick is up. Looks like it's right down the middle and good. And with 5:56 to go, our score is McDowell 14. He's up for nothing.
I'm Jason Weiss, seeking the office of sheriff for the third time. I'm not a political person. I just believe in doing the right thing. I pay for my campaign out of my own pocket. I don't owe anybody but everybody my very best. If you'll consider me up in the upcoming November 8th election for sheriff of Rutherford County, I promise to serve you with dignity, respect, and I promise we're going to close down some drug houses soon. Thank you. Paid for by Weiss for Sheriff. Vote Jason Weiss.
WCAB. All right, we're back here now. 14-0, 5:56 to go before halftime. The Titans getting set to kick it off after the touchdown pass from Carr to Marsh of 25 yards.
This time, it'd be Blake McClellan and Reggie Robinson back deep for the Cavaliers. So just saying, KD, last time, they won't get a chance to touch the ball.
Had a good return. Can we get another one? Me a line drive kick right down the middle, hit the ground at the 15, picked up, looking for a block, cuts it back to the middle, weaving his way through to the 35, hit hard about the 37, 38 yard line, and put the Cavaliers to take over first and 10.
Reggie Robinson on that return, but I got to give credit there to number 15, Davis Melton, sophomore. He laid the hammer down to one of those guys picked out, laid an excellent block.
The kick return team looking good for the Cavaliers. Can they get something going here before halftime? They have 5 minutes to go, five and a half, almost 6 minutes, and I think they have a couple of timeouts left.
It's hard to believe the way these first two kick returns have looked. They might not bust one to the house tonight before this thing's over.
That might be just what they need to get things going, get that spark. It's going to be Flynn and shotgun. Curitan behind him. Gonna be Curitan. I tell you about the left. See the hole for a minute. He hit hard at the 40 after a couple of yard game. I mean, hit really hard. It had to be Hayden Haynes in there.
And I'll tell you, these running backs, they are shifting, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going, starting out one direction and changing when they see a hole and getting what they can out of it. Picked up about four. Second and six coming up.
And the way they run the football, they are opening up some passing lanes for them if they can just connect on
them. Curtis again, going to cut it back inside. Started right. If somebody stops that scan about a yard on this one, they'll bring up third, five. If they give them a good spot. They're going to spot it at about the 44, according to the side judge. But, the referee decided to mark it back about a yard. It's 43.
Yeah, I believe our two judges on the side here couldn't agree with who had it right. And usually it goes to the guy who's coming to that with the, whatever side the ball's going to.
Third and four, then we'll call it. Makeable down here.
Absolutely. Big third down here.
4:35 to go. We have offside on the defense.
That'll help. That'll help.
That may be enough for a first down.
Yeah, I believe the Cal defender was trying to guess the snap count, and he missed it.
And once he moved, he just kept going. That is enough. They needed four, got five on the penalty, so first down for the Cavaliers. Just time to score, 4:25. The other clock is running. If they stick with the same play here. Flynn and Curitan. Quick pass out to 25, makes the catch, looking for a block. He has one, but he's a gang tackle there. A little extracurricular going on.
Yeah, they don't usually get away, let you get away with a shove like that after the play.
No gain on the play. It was a reception, but for no gain. Second 10 coming up. That could be a play there to maybe open up something in the middle, though. Maybe try it again. 3:45 to go. Cavaliers looking to cross midfield here. Second down, 10. Man looks over to defense. Backup blitz coming on. The linebacker creeping up to the line. There's a snap. Going to be Jurgen. Right side. Picks up a block. Cuts it to the 50. High. Close to a first down. Stays in bounds. About the 44-yard line. Depends on the mark. It's going to be close to a first down.
I tell you, that was a big-time stutter step by the running back on that play. That stutter step alone got him an extra 5 yards.
That's Jurgen, a junior. And they wind the clock. Third down and a yard. Again, don't agree with the spot, but I'm not down on the field. So third and one. They keep the clock running. 3:05 to go.
This feels like two down territory right here for the Cavaliers.
I think so. Third down and a yard. Maybe a hard count. Going to keep Flynn in shotgun. Maybe trying to draw him off sides. There's a snap, and it has, I think he has a first down. Again, it's going to pin on the spot.
His forward progress looks past the line of the game.
Side judge has him at the 41, which would be enough. It is a Cavalier first down. Let's stop the clock for just a minute to move the chain. Still two timeouts on the board. And now they wind the clock. He's hurrying up here. We'll stay with that eye formation.
Important,
staggered eye.
Important to remember, East Rutherford will get the ball to start the second half, so they finally get the point. They can tie this game up on the first possession.
He's going to give it to Kirsten. He handles the ball, but he gathers it into 40. He was looking for the ball that time and couldn't find a hole, and Haynes on the tackle.
That's the wrong guy to find waiting on you on the other side of that gap there.
Down to 2:10 to go. Starting to get a little urgent now. Gain of 1, almost 2 yards, 2nd and 8 coming up. Getting a halftime, it's going to be a Hall of Fame induction tonight.
Definitely have the size advantage out here on the edge. Number 8, Zaylin Watkins, if they take a shot to him right here.
Fan's going to take on get to 21 this time on the carry. He's trying to stay on his feet. Flag on the play, is that going to be a face mask?
It looks like it to me.
Gang tackling, that's going to stop the clock momentarily. On the carry that time was 21. Brandon Pinkerton. Let's have a little bit of speed out there also. And they're going to come over and talk about it, I believe, as they discuss the penalties against the Titans. It'll be enough for a first down, I believe.
Yeah, that's the 15-yard variety.
That helps, and that saves the timeout.
Just like that, East Rutherford's knocking on the red zone.
What do you know about the kicker? What's his range?
Well, I assume that the kicker's the same one we've seen on the kickoffs and the punter. He's got pretty solid range.
He's probably good 35.
I'd say another 10 yards, and they're in his range.
First and 10 to 24 here. Clock winding down to 1:30 to go. Go by in the backfield, so it's definitely a pass. Looking downfield, throws it, leads his man. It's going to be, almost intercepted. Trying to lead his man down a post pattern. Slowed it just a little bit, trying to lead him a little too much, but incomplete stops the clock at least.
Majesty Sunday on that breakup, 6'3". Tough guy to throw the ball over here down the field.
What a great name for a Titan, Majesty.
That might be the first time I've ever seen that first name.
1:23 to go before the half. Quarterback's going to stay in shotgun. Brandon Flynn. Brandon Pinkerton in the backfield. Tommy Pinkerton right out of the middle. Cuts it back. Going to lower his head to the 20. Meant to use a timeout here. Third down. Long coming up. 1:10 to go here in the first half. Been a few penalty flags, but it's been a well-played half by both teams so far. 14-0. He throws for right in his ball game here, especially with the score here. 55 seconds to go.
I imagine they didn't use the timeout there because if they have to give the ball back to McDowell, they don't want to have much time on the clock when they do.
Exactly what I was thinking. Here we go, big third down and 7 coming up. Lamb's going to look downfield. Had plenty of time looking for a screen pass. That ball down, throws it downfield. Caught. I believe that's an amazing catch. Oh, they're going to call him incomplete and out of bounds. Felt like a great catch on the sideline.
I'm a little surprised we didn't get a penalty there in the secondary there. Safety for McDowell tackled Dave Rutherford receivers. He went across the field.
Stops the clock. It's like he's going to take a timeout. We'll take one. Be back for these last 32 seconds of the half right after this.
Carolina's leading bark mulch manufacturers is Spindell Mulch Company. They carry double ground pine bark mulch, color enriched hardwood mulch, topsoil compost, premium potting mixes, aged pine bark, and best start garden soil. Also certified playground material mulch. These mulches are high quality Appalachian bark that is blended for best performances. They also carry river rock, stone, and gravel. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, closed on Saturday. Call 287-3561. Spindell Mulch Company, 325 Spindell Street, Spindell.
WCAP. All right, just to recap here, football fans. 32 seconds to go before the half. The Cavaliers are looking at fourth down and 7, trailing 14-0 to the McDowell Titans. That's where we are. Timeout called after timeout. Let's see what kind of play Coach Russ has here.
The Cavaliers have brought in number 19, Kamir Hines. Now he's a big, tall receiver out here on the edge.
Five receivers. Lynn's going to roll. He directs the traffic. Going to go back to his left. He's been chased. Can he get away? He's got to get rid of it. Tries to get away. One guy dipped it out. It's going to be just behind his receiver. Incomplete. Big hit on the play with no penalty flag. And that's going to bring up 22 seconds left for McDowell. Big rush that time by the front seven. Flynn had to run for his life at the reverse field. He was unable to get anything on that throw. But McDowell takes over. Will they take a knee or will they try to get another score here, leading at 14-0 with 22 seconds to go before the half?
I wouldn't be surprised if they took one shot here just to see what they could do. If I had 6-4 out on the perimeter, I'd do the same thing.
They're going to have them split in the slot, looks like. Now they got him out here left now, and nobody's on him. Hope they got double coverage on Ellis. They're going to hand it off to Boswell. Going to run it up the middle. Short game on the play. That should do it here. We're about going to head to halftime here on campus of East Rutherford High School. Our score is going to be McDowell 14. East Rutherford nothing. We'll be back for the second half after a Hall of Fame induction ceremonies here at halftime. Stay tuned.
This is your Rutherford County Republican Sheriff Candidate, Aaron Ellenberg. As a lifelong resident of Rutherford County, I have over 22 years of dedicated professional law enforcement service committed to the citizens of Rutherford County. I bring police, sheriff, state, and federal law enforcement experience to the sheriff's office. I will use my experience as your sheriff to ensure the residents of Rutherford County receive proactive, professional, honest, and quality law enforcement service we all deserve. I pray for a safe and successful school year for all of our students and staff. Hope every student athlete has a successful season personally and as a team. Good luck to everyone, and let's go vote Aaron Ellenberg for sheriff on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Aaron Ellenberg sheriff of Rutherford County.
To win in sports, you must adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Why not let Andrew Tisdale, your Edward Jones financial advisor, help you create a game plan for financial success? Call 828-287-9197 and get started today. That's Andrew Tisdale at Edward Jones Financial Advisor, 828-287-9197.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
There is one insurance agency that you can put your complete trust and confidence in. That's Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. They are an independent insurance agency. Stop in today and talk with manager Bill Daves and his trained staff for a quote or any question you may have. They're at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale or call them at 286-2384. Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency, your local hometown insurance agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time. WCAP.
All right, we're back here at halftime here with East Rustin High School. Our score on McDowell 14. East Rustin nothing. We're going to have a Hall of Fame induction ceremony here in just a moment. Before they do that, let's introduce the roster for East Rustin. This is the young team. They are head coach is Philip Russ. Special teams coordinator Lee Lell. Assistant coach Greg Stanley. Assistant coach Kendall McGowan. Donovan Manning. Defense coordinator Turner Kincaid. First responder Randy Bailey. Varsity assistant coach Alex Kale. Assistant coach Zach Searson. The roster for East Bedford High School is going to be number 2, Coleman Tisdale, number 3, Grant Bridges, number 4, Elliot Tindall, number 5, Peyton Lynch, number 6, R. King Curitan, number 7, Chris O'Byrne, number 8, Zaylin Watkins, number 9, Ryan Butler, number 10, Matthew Pinkerton, number 11, Blake McClellan, number 12, Landon Flynn, number 15, Davis Belton, number 18, Aiden Hamilton, number 19, Cameron Hines, 21, Brandon Pinkerton, 22, Jason Harwood, 23, Reggie Robinson, 24, Jordan Dixon, number 25, Logan Russell, number 26, C.J. Hollifield, 29, Jalen Hines. Number 30, C.J. Jack. Number 31, Xavier John J. Sosa. 32, Kevin Hoffman. 41, John Floyd. 42, Jacob Shute. 44, Alex Guzman. Number 50, Logan Lee. 52, Quincy Hunter. Number 56, Trevor Higgins. Number 57, Cole Grayson. 58, Jay Sweet. 66, Dylan Thomas, 72, John Rich, 74, Ethan Oodles, 75, Liston Spratt, and number 76, KJ Price. I'll also go over the roster for McDowell High School. Number 1, Matthew Spivey, 3, Jeremiah Ellis, 4, Evan Cass, number 5, Majesty Summy, number 6, Juan Sanchez, number 12, John Marsh, number 13, Danny Brown. 14, quarterback Ricky Carr. Number 20, Jaden McCormick. 21, Jacob Twitty. 22, Blake Boswell. 23, Gunner Deach. 24, Josh Ellis. 25, Makota Morrow. 27, Wyatt Clark. Number 28, Cade Helms. Number 30, Andrew Rapaski. 31, Isaac Bustos. 32, Jordan Burnett. 33, Hunter Pittman. 34, Braden Gardner. 40, Rylan Perkins. 44, Hayden Haynes. 51, Yandel Perez. 54, Kobe Carr. 55, Hogan Fortune. 56, Dawson Bartlett. 60, Hector Rodriguez. 65, Patrick Burleson. 66, Hayden Williams. 70, Braden Manil. 71, Jonathan Hall. 72, Antonio Walker. 73, Hayden Rosen. 74, Caden Kittis. 76, Isaac Brendel. 77, Brendan Thomas. 78, Kane Carpenter. 80, Marshall Lamb. 81, Jackson Marsh. 83, Zachary Reese. And 84, Owen Dalton. Head coach is Darrell Brewer, assisted by Darren Benfield. Daniel Crowley, statistician. Assistant coaches Scott Helms, John Julian, Aikman Casey, Casey Mabry, Zach MacArthur, J.C. Olivo, Josh Piercy, Shane Ramsey, Alan Tate,
and William Taylor. Rosters for the Battle Titans. East Rutherford, the Cavaliers.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever seen the first name Aikman. I've been told the story many times by my parents. I was on this name Aikman after Troy Aikman. But it just didn't happen.
Got my son Nathan. He's almost named Landry after Tom Landry. Just couldn't talk her into it.
That's right. Keeping good company, though.
Exactly. But got any more scores from around the area or around the state?
Latest scores I've seen. Shelby added the safety. They're up 23-0. Keith Bott's still leading 7-0. Last of all, Chase was up on North Gaston 28-8, I believe. And RS Central is still down 28-0.
I guess 35.
Okay. Well, I've about been on Twitter in a couple of minutes.
I'm trying to find my score stream as we talk here. It seems to have disappeared on me. I'm trying to find some other things here.
I'll tell you, though, that first half kind of played out how Coach Russ imagined it would. McDowell did stack the box, and, East Rutherford's going to have to find a way to work the ball downfield through the air a little bit. But they've been effective running the ball. Like I said, they just got to get to A to B on those pass connections offensively.
If I'm not mistaken, I think McDowell scored both touchdowns off turnovers. One was the interception. I think they scored after that, and then after the fumble down here.
I believe you're right.
Right.
And they've been forced to drive late to the field to be sure the defense has held its own both times. I've been impressed with the Cavaliers' defense. And I believe they're doing exactly what Coach Russ wanted. They're getting 11 men to the ball. So a good first half of the Cavaliers' defense. And the offense has shown they can move the ball. So those 14 points is not unattainable for them to come back and try to win this football game.
Yeah, they get the ball coming out and a score there, and it, it's a 7-point game.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the pressure goes back on McDowell.
Disappointed with the score, but I think you're right. Coach Russ will be happy with the game plan. Two turnovers, I guess you're correct.
Yeah. Well, something Coach Russ talked to me about, something I had not really thought about. A lot of these guys are not used to varsity game speed. And this is a faster-paced game than what it is on the JV level. So you've got a lot of guys that this is their first time with varsity experience. So this season is really just a built opportunity for them. Coach Russ said that every week they're seeing things at practice and in games that they like. They're building upon each week, getting better each week. And that's really all you can ask for until you can get accustomed to this varsity game speed. But in that first half, they looked like they came to play. They were ready to play. And it's not an issue of game speed tonight. Please show they're right where they need to be. And like you said, just a few correctable mistakes. You take away those turnovers. This is a one-score game, if not tied. Just been handed the information on the Hall of Fame inductees. I remember watching a couple of these play. One of them was Blake Boston. He was a member of the soccer, football, and baseball team. He was a team captain as a freshman and served in that role throughout his senior year in soccer. A three-time All-Conference selection, two-time team MVP. In baseball, he was a three-year letter winner, a member of the 2004 state championship team, two-time All-Conference, two-time All-Pete, two-time All-State, the Charlotte Observer preseason player to watch, and represented East Rutherford High School and the North Carolina State teams for 2 years. In football, he was a three-year letter winner, two-time All-Conference, All-Pete, All-Charlotte Observer football selection, All-State, All-Southwestern Conference kicker / punter of the year, and Charlotte Observer punter of the year. And that's really what I remember him for, is his ability to just boot the thing. Longest punt in the state. One of the years he played, he had a 70-yard punt against Pisgah.
Wow.
He attended Western Carolina University to play baseball and football. He started as the place kicker and led the team in scoring 3 consecutive years from 2008 through 2010. As a senior, he was selected preseason second team All-Southern Conference and named to the 2010 Fred Mitchell Award watch list for the top 40 place kickers in the nation. He ranked 7th all-time in career field goals made at Western Carolina.
He's currently the Associate Vice President of Administrative and Fiscal Services at Stanley Community College. Like I said, I remember him finally back in the early to mid-2000s. He was actually here under Jerry Cash when he was there coaching football. The next inductee, Laura Ray. During her time at East Ruston High School, she was a member of the cross-country softball team. Her time as a softball player, she reported 252 strikeouts her junior year and 220 strikeouts her senior year. She was selected as a two-time MVP, two-time All-Conference, Conference Pitcher of the Year 2009, and an All-State selection as well. She is the current record holder for the most strikeouts in a single season. In cross-country, she was selected as two-time MVP, three-time All-Conference, two-time regional qualifier, and won the Ironman Award all 4 years while on the team. She attended North Greenville University on a softball scholarship. She was a member of the NCCAA National Championship Team in 2011, playing both in the outfield and being the winning pitcher in the national semifinal game. She won a regular season championship the next year in 2012. In three seasons at North Greenville, she recorded 128 strikeouts for the circle. From 2015 through 2017, she was the pitching coach for North Greenville University. She is now currently the head softball coach. During her time, she led the Cavaliers in 2014 to a conference title and won the 2014 state championship. And she has led her team to the conference championship the past two seasons, claiming the Conference Coach of the Year Award in both seasons as well. Her next inductee was Michael Shepard. Looks like he graduated from East Rutherford in 2000. And so he participated in football, basketball, and track. He was a two-time All-Conference football player. He played outside linebacker and running back. He helped lead the team to one conference football championship and received multiple Player of the Week awards from the Shelby Star and the Daily Courier newspapers. He was a three-year starter on varsity. He attended Pikeville College on a football scholarship, where he played for the next 5 years while majoring in business. Looks like he was honored by Pikeville College and inducted to their Football Hall of Fame in 2013. And he's currently coaching at Mingo Central High School in West Virginia. Next, Adrian Wilkins, who graduated from IBM. He was 2011. He was a member of the football and the track teams. All-conference football play. In 2010, he had 1,876 yards of total offense and scored 23 touchdowns for a season-ending injury. And I still remember that very well. It was actually our senior night against Shelton, our next to last game of the year. So that was a tough blow. He earned a football scholarship from North Carolina Central University, where he played receiver. He was selected as a preseason All-MEAC first-time return specialist. He earned multiple honors at NCCU. He was named the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference first-team All-Conference, College Sports Madness first-team All-MEAC kickoff returner, College Sports Madness first-team All-MEAC punt returner, College Sports Madness first-team All-MEAC wide receiver, Beyond Sports Network FCS first-team All-American return specialist, Box to Row First Team All-American Return Specialist, the Sports Network FCS Second Team All-American Kickoff Return, College Football Performance Awards, FCS National Return Specialist, College 40 News Fabulous 50 FCS All-American Kickoff Returner, and SBN Sports Black College All-American Team Return Specialist. I remember very fondly one of our math teachers here at the school when Adrian was playing. He did the PA, and he started calling Adrian the human joystick. That's what it was like watching him play. He was an exciting player to watch, for sure. The final inductee was Mr. Vernon Tarleton. He would go in as a legacy contributor. He was a lifelong champion of sports and civic duties in Far City. He served in the Pacific Theater aboard the naval destroyer USS Williams during World War II. After the war, he graduated from Presbyterian Junior in Wofford Colleges, attending both on baseball scholarships as an accomplished pitcher. Soon after, he settled in Far City, where he was instrumental in founding the first Far City Little League in 1955. He worked at Cowan Tire and Battery right on Main Street
retired today 47 years later. He was active in the Optimist Civic Club in the 60s and 70s, serving as president from 1971 to 72. He served as president of the Chamber of Commerce's Merchant Association. He was involved in planning the East Rutherford Fieldhouse, which was finished in 1976. His love of sportsmanship and the outdoors was legendary. He was a chartered member of the Old Hickory Gun Club, where he was recognized for his outstanding service by the North Carolina Wildlife and Resource Commission, and he made many trips to the Yukon with friends to hunt big game. His finest trophies included moose, a dollar ram, a black bear, and a prize caribou. Fishing was a great source of tranquility for Vernon, and he patiently shared his passion with family and friends. He seemed to receive even more joy from witnessing his partners make a test to make the phone stop. He was a Farcity Councilman from 1991 to 2001. He served on the Hospice Board of Directors during the Hand to Hope campaign in 1995, receiving the $100,000 Man Award for his hard work, support, and perseverance. The Kiwanis Club awarded him Citizen of the Year in 1998. Truly, Vernon's half century of passion and involvement made Farcity a better place to live. And that will do it for the 5 inductees back to the East Rutherford Hall of Fame.
Appreciate that. He's not like a local and a national treasure.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Any man that lives a life like that has lived a well-lived life.
Probably gave him the shirt off his back, but if he comes up on his property, he'd probably pay for it.
He would treat you just like that big game.
About to get back underway here, about 15 seconds on the game clock. Got a half to go. Cavaliers in this thing is 14-0, Titans on top. So, long way to go. Couple of big breaks here and there, and we got a tie game.
I will say, I think this first drive of the second half is going to be crucial in determining the outcome of this game. If East Rutherford can find a way to make some things happen offensively and drive down and get on the board, like I said, I think it's going to be a whole new ballgame.
They were successful running the ball. Middle of the field, between tackles, and they get that extra little push this time, get more yards, maybe break something. They were close to break the big run.
Yes, they were. So, like I said, I'm excited to see what happens. Like I said, we got both teams coming out on the field. So, we got 24 minutes football Friday night, so I'm excited to see how it plays out.
Kevin defense holding their offense. Except for the two turnovers, we'd have a 0-0 game, I believe.
Absolutely, I know that Russ cannot be more impressed or happy with his defense right now.
Let's see what we got going on here. On the cheek dial, now we're going Cavaliers are going left or right. Again, they're all black. White stripe down the fence, white numbers, black dope. That one, the silver pants, white jersey, blue numbers, silver help. And here's the kick, right down the middle. About to hit the ground, touch that at the 20-yard line, pick it up. He has some room on the left. He's going to cut it back. Oh, it runs out in. I believe that's Peyton Haynes again at the 30. Momentarily had a hole there. 12.
Yeah, that slight bobble there at the beginning. Kind of hurt him, slowed down his momentum, and allowed him to get a little farther down the field. But he did a good job there of covering it and getting out to the 30 for a pretty solid starting position.
Yeah, they've had good position on the kickoffs all night so far. Only bad field mission they had was after they stopped me dial on the first drive on fourth down. So first and 10.
I'm sure a coach would tell you it's never bad field position to get a fourth down drop.
Exactly. They're 12 on the field again, and they're going to run it anyway. Here's six again. Puritan. Short gain on the play. I'm back to the line here. Maybe they get the gain on the play. Got three going on and the one coming off. A little trickeroonery out there. There, second one comes off. There is 12 on the field. Now comes the 12th guy off right now.
I think that's one of the things you deal with a young team with multiple formations, you know, knowing who's supposed to be out there, when you're supposed to be out there. It's a challenge to learn.
We got eight tight end now swept to the right side. Change the quarterback, going to be in shotgun. They're going to take it to Kieran again. That's 21 on the carry. Picks us from being yard left side. Breaks a couple of tackles. Pushes up to about the 38-yard line.
You see trucks with backs. I know. I think I said it a couple of times. Not only are they shifty, they have a acceleration through the hole when they see it.
After alternating Cureton and Pinkerton, that's a ton of running back.
But they both have different styles. Cureton's more shifty, and Pinkerton just runs it right at you and right there.
He's running again with Gay. Trying to get outside with his held down that time by the defense. Big number 71 on the tackle. That's Jonathan Hall, Jr., 265 pounds.
It looked like McDowell loaded up that strong side that time. And what much Pinkerton could do there once he got the ball.
Yeah. Tried to pick up some yards on the ground. Going to have to punt it away here on fourth down and four. Get 3 yards of carry, you can carry it, move the chains, but 2 yards of carry just don't quite cut it. And last punt was a good one. That's Ellis going back for the Titans. He's going to settle down at about the 32. Good line drive kick, going to go side, hit the 30, and bounce ball. Going to get a good roll inside the 20, inside the 10. And go dead at the 10-yard line, so that's about a...
I think by my math, that's a 53-yard boot right there.
Your math better than mine, so I'll take it. Try to keep some stats first quarter. I just can't do that and talk. Yeah, I'd probably rather me keep stats to talk. Somebody's got to do it, right?
That's right.
Well, first and 10, that flips the field here for the Cavaliers. Can they get a defensive play here? Yet to get a turnover. Cavaliers have turned it over twice, one interception and once a fumble on a pitch. It's time to turn that around here.
You know, I still think that punt was on those 40 yards in the air by itself.
It was a good one. I think he hit it to 30. So he's pretty close. Oh, that pass left was hit at the line?
Yeah, I believe it was number 8 there. Let's see. That is Salen Watkins. He got them big balls up there, and he batted that thing down.
That's what you preach and teach right there. If you can't get to the quarterback, at least get those arms up and get that ball in the air. Somebody come down with it.
And he is just a sophomore. That's a high IQ play for a young man in the 10th grade.
Yeah, a lot of these guys out here for geese, we're going to be calling their names 2-3 years from now. Some of them 4 years from now. We should be able to get used to them by then. There's a play right side. It's going to be Ellis. Pushing the foul. Got hit after about 3 yards, pushed the ball for about 2 or 3 more. Third down and 5 coming up.
Another good opportunity for the Cavaliers defense. They can find a way to get a stop here. It should give themselves good field position.
I had first half 4 tackles apiece for number 2 for the Cavaliers, Coleman Tisdale, and number 24, Jordan Dixon. He's had 4 tackles in the first half. That's a carry over the left side. Not going to be enough for a first down, I don't think.
That's going to be close.
He backs it up a spot.
How you going to give it to him, Jeff?
Got just enough. Needed 5, got 5.25.
Yep. That happens when you're his size. You fall forward naturally, and I believe that little fall helped him out.
Already down to 8:45 to go here in this third quarter. It's been a quick game, all the running. Haven't seen many passes fall incomplete. Carr's going to take a snap, going to keep it himself, quarterback keeper all the way over the right side, picked up big yards. Just lowered his head, ran over his right tackle. Picked up about 7 or 8.
There ain't many plays that's more difficult to defend than the QB power.
He picked up 7. Make the second free. Oh, second and short yardage play. A couple more yards, I'd get along, but second down and 3. He's got Ellis in the backfield, it looks like, on his left hip. Carr and shotgun, going to take the snap, going to roll to his left, looks downfield, stops, throws it down the field, has a man out, but shoots him, overshoots him by about 6 yards. It looks for 3 Ellis. 2 Ellis is there for McDowell. 1 is 24, Josh Ellis, sophomore, and number 3, Jeremiah Ellis, a senior. I bet they're probably related, if not brothers. Jeremiah, Josh.
Well, they are brothers. Josh did not get the height gene. They stand at 5'6". Jeremiah stands at 6'4".
Jeremiah must control that dining room table.
I'm sure he does.
3rd and 3 after the incomplete pass outfield. They all trying to air it out.
Be surprised if this is Dark Corey again. They've had some success with that.
He's going to keep it himself off right tackle. Falls his lead runner. He's hit it near the first out marker, though. He was stopped, stood straight up by the defense. 24 coming up on the tackle. That's Jordan Dixon again.
Be short. It's going to be by inches.
Yeah. Don't give it no measurement. Thought they might pull that little card out. Measure the change.
Yep.
Well, it's going to break 1st and 10, and McDowell with a 2-touchdown lead, content to run some clock here, take the time. And I need to call a turnover here. I think we're going to get a fumble. Fumble picked up by number 22 of the Cavaliers. Here we go. If I'm going to Vegas. That's a sweep to the left side, picks up a block, cuts it back. Oh, and he's tripped up by his own player. That was Ellis, tripped up by his own player, Matthew Spivey, trying to cut back and lost his footing, but he picked up about 15, 20 yards on the carry.
I'll tell you, I'd say after your prediction, I wouldn't spend more than $2 on a lottery ticket.
I better not.
I like the thinking, though. I like the thought.
Sometimes I can do that. Once I get to know a team,
oh yeah,
I'll call a play. Titans have it at their own 45, 1st and 10, leading 14-0. 6:50 to go here in the third. Close ball game. What you like to see. Carr's going to hand out front to Ellis. He's going to push forward. Just not going down on that initial hit. He was hit at the line of scrimmage and picked up about 6.
The man that made the initial hit was the same man that brought the ball 6 yards later.
Finally rode him to the ground. We're going to give him 6 yards, 2nd and 4. Now able to get big yardage on 1st down. Makes it a lot easier on those other 2 downs.
Yes, it does. Their size, it's hard to stop them when they get 3rd and 3 or less.
Got Hayden Haynes blocking here on the left side at the tight end. He's going to go in motion. He's going to lead block, left side. 24 is going to spin forward. Don't think he quite got there at the 45. It looks like they're starting to wear that defense down a little bit. Just running the ball straight up the middle. Do you have any fresh bodies you can throw out there, defense?
That's what I thought. We're going to have to we're going to use the index card here. This is about as close as it gets.
We'll take a quick timeout and go back to the station and be back after this.
When you're in the mood for good food, not just fast food, it's time to visit Wayne's Lunchbox in Spindale. Of course, he does offer the favorites like burgers and hot dogs, but he also serves up a delicious hot meal of meats and vegetables. And beginning Tuesday, September the 6th, Wayne will have brand new hours, Monday through Thursday, 11 until 7 p.m. Yep, Wayne is going to serve supper, starting at 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., a dinner menu of meats and vegetables only. That's Wayne's Lunchbox, 391 East Main Street in Spindale. Call 828-395-2225. Wayne's Lunchbox is a proud supporter of high school football.
Thank you for making WCAB 100.9 FM and 590 AM your number one source for music and information.
All right, after the measurement, it is 1st down for the Titans at their Cavalier 45. He's going to take it himself. Left side looking for some blocks. Going to lower his head. He's hit after a short gain on the play. Trying to follow his left tackle into a hole. He just wasn't there.
It was a good job by the Cavalier defense. They definitely played all the gaps there and forced him to run right through some weight Cavalier bodies.
That left splat, a big 10th grader in on the tackle and coming out. Get a breather.
New score update out of Chase at halftime. Trojans lead 44-8.
I think we'll be seeing them next week, possibly, over at Cherryville.
Yep. Should be another good game.
Cherryville playing Blacksburg tonight, moving South Carolina. That's Carr's going to roll to his right. Half time. It's Hayden Haynes, the fullback, and that's a load of steam right there coming downfield. Looks like he got a 1st down out of it.
I'm not quite sure who made that tackle. I couldn't tell. I believe it might have been number 20, 25, Logan Russell, but he took him down the only way he could down there by the ankle. So.
Yeah, it's my new hero. That'll hit him head on. That takes a lot of guts. But he did, like you said, perfect tackle.
Yep.
First and 10. That was slowly driving the ball downfield. They've gone from their own 10 down to the Cavaliers 35, and there's Ellis. Back at the middle, going down his feet to about the 20. It looks like the defense get a little tired, maybe.
Yeah, I think we're going on here just a little over 5 minutes now about this football. And I think they put the ball in the air twice. So it's been nothing but runs other than that. Like I said, those big bodies, they start laying on you after a little while.
It's the same thing they did at RS Central. I think that was a 7-0 game at halftime. They came out in the second half and just kept it on the ground and able to score a couple touchdowns 2 weeks ago. Here we go. Carr's going to take it. Give to Ellis again, right side. Going to try to find some room over there. Get down near the 15 on the first down carry. Picks up. Again, they're getting 5-6 yards to carry now on the ground.
Yeah, it's hard to make effective stops when that's out.
Under 4 minutes to go in the third. Long drive.
But hey, the Crest Chargers are not going away. They scored the last 12 points of the half. They trailed 23-12 going into halftime. It's momentum swung back to the green and gold right now. It'll be an interesting second half down that way.
Might be a good catch that one. Second row. Here we go. Second down and 5. I was going to keep it on the ground again. Going to be Ellis again, left side. Breaks the tackle. There's a flag on the play. He got down to about the 7, but I think that was coming back.
Yep, the umpire was able to get that flag out just before he got brought down by the big pile there.
I always thought that'd be a good Olympic sport is a penalty flag throwing. Now they got the discus and the javelin and the hammer. Why not throw a penalty flag?
Absolutely.
It is the best in the world.
Say, my money's on Ed Hockley, though. Myself, actually, it's hard to bet against that.
Yeah, you can beat all them soccer referees throwing them yellow cards.
That's right.
They don't travel quite as far as the flag. They're going to back it up. That's a big break for the Cavalier defense.
Yep.
Give them a little bit of a breather.
Fresh air now, fresh breath. They're behind the original line of scrimmage. This is like a negative first down play, so here's your opportunity.
I almost want to bring those safeties up to stop this run. Then you have the threat of the pass. Second down and 11. Carr's going to take it, and he's going to roll. He's going to keep it. He's going to take it. No, there's a handoff inside. It's going to be a touchdown. Good fake. That was Ellis taking it in from about 20 yards out. For the third touchdown in the game. That's his first.
That was a sneaky play there. Carr handed it first to 24 Josh Ellis, and he handed it to Boswell. He took the rest of the play. That's a mini reverse, I guess you could say, because it all happened in between the tackle box.
Yeah, but it told me completely. 3:05 to go here in the third. Extra points down here to make it 21-0. As they take their time. Oh, the last snap. The ball is up. I think you're going to make them kick that again, offside possibly. Or
yeah. Just a little early jump there.
Not going to count.
Trying to get that ball.
That's Boswell's fourth touchdown of the season. We'll stay right here as they sort this out. Right now, of course, 20-0 McDowell over East Rutherford.
They did call it offside in the Cavaliers. It's going to bump it up to, I guess, 1.5.
I say 1.5, but some commentators say there's no such thing as 1.5. But if it's between 1 and 2.
That's right. That's it.
It's 1.5. Oh, that kick flopped.
Somebody got a hand on it.
That could be important. Here, our score stands with 3:05. We're going to third. It's McDowell 20 now. Keith Rutherford still looking for their first score.
Of course, that's how all them commentators, basic math says, half the distance to the goal from 3 yard line, 1.5.
I never used that, but I am. You're right. So the silver and white getting ready to tee it up. Then McDowell's driven down 221 for the second time this year and still having a lot of touchdowns. They might want to come play in this county every week. Conference play coming up very soon. That's when it really gets exciting. You have your preseason. non-region games, get ready for your region, then you have playoffs.
Yep. It all comes up on you quick. It's hard to lose. It's already week three.
Yeah, I was telling somebody today at my other job, I've only got 7 more weeks left for football, and then basketball season. It's kind of sad. This is a line drive kick. Again, it's going to be wobbling a little bit out of my system. Now he finally picks it up. He's going to be in some trouble, I think. Lower his head, gets as much as he can at it. 23 on the carry. Reggie Robinson. That's another good football name. Reggie Robinson. R&R Express.
Of course, you know, you stay 7 weeks. Way to go, if you look right now. Probably have some playoff action. Good guy.
They went out last year in the second round, I believe, them and Thomas Jefferson both.
Yeah.
I think they'll move on a little bit this year.
Yeah.
We got a new quarterback over there, Chase. He's a little transfer from down across the state line.
Yeah. I was told old Cargill is now calling the defensive plays this year.
Wow.
So
here we go, 1st and 10. Cavaliers almost need to air it out here. On snap, they're going to give it to 21 this time, and again, doors his head, going to cash players. He's finally thrown down near a first down.
That is a freshman. That is freshman. Brandon Pinkerton on the carry. I tell you, he runs the ball with the explosiveness of a senior.
Yes, he did, and he's able to get forward that time after the hit. Got 10 yards out of it.
Yeah.
He's averaging 6-7 yards a carry, I believe.
Yep, he's a talent. He's a talented young player.
This backfield is going to be around for 4 years, possibly, so they could do some dangerous things. But East Rutherford to make some noise.
Absolute.
That's going to be Pinkerton again. This time, right side, has a man to beat. He cuts it outside, cuts it back, breaks it back. He's got a 45, and another good carry of about 8 yards. Pinkerton's feeling it right now. He says, beat me. I agree.
I tell you this, if you're a Cavaliers fan, you better learn that name right there, Brandon Pinkerton, because he's going to be a household name.
21, I believe that's Emmitt Smith.
I tell you, when I think of 21, I think of Mr. Adrian Wilkins. That's the number he wore when he was here, so wearing it proudly tonight.
There he is, another first down. He picked up 10 yards on the last two carries. This time a pass, use him as a kick and throw. This time, number 8, didn't turn around or miss one of them, misread the play. More than likely, it was a receiver. Quarterbacks don't misread the play. But that was a good fake. Too pure, Pinkerton, I mean. And that's a big receiver out there, too, number 8. That's Zaylin Watkins, 10th grader.
He's got some size to him.
He does. More like a tight end than a wide receiver. He's out here now. Probably a good chance to go down against 2nd down and 10. Pinkerton in the backfield. And we have Aiden Ames already with 5 tackles on the night. He's trying to make his 6th before the play.
I think that's the 3rd time the Cavaliers have gotten Titans to jump offside with the hard carry.
And that's good coming from a freshman quarterback.
Absolutely.
To be able to do that.
Absolutely.
He's learning a lot each play, each game. He'll learn more and more what he can and can't do. Second 5 coming up now. That's Landon Flynn. On staying shotgun. This time he waits a snap. Again, fakes it, trying to draw him offside. This time, he's going to take the snap. We're going to give it to Pinkerton. Trying to get outside. He breaks the tackle. And he has to run to the outside. He's going to throw the flag on the play, though. He's down the sideline. Big play inside the 15. Let's hope that's against the defense. May give him half the distance to the goal.
Yeah, I was watching the vicinity of that play. I didn't see nothing much that looked like an offensive penalty.
It came from the back good, so had to be against the defense. A hold call away from the play, dude. That would kill you.
That's tough. I didn't necessarily see that block, but I didn't see anybody go down from pushing behind either. So.
I think that's why maybe the lineman was just pushing somebody
yeah.
well away from the play. So great effort by Pinkerton's going to be coming back.
But I tell you this, that's got to give you confidence in your offense. So, like I said, he made multiple players miss there. Shrugged off the shoulder tackle, and he was off to the Ravens.
He didn't start this game, but he's coming here in the second half looking really good, like he wants that job. Who's Russ upset on the sideline with the officials, I believe, is who he's having a conversation with. A lot of conversations, but it is conversation. Well, that's going to drop it back to second and 11 after the penalty. If they can do it again, Pinkerton's been getting big yards. Landon Flynn, the quarterback from shotgun. He's going to fake it to Pinkerton. They'll throw it downfield out in the flat. It's caught by number 8. Have a tackle. He breaks the tackle. Played on the field. Down to the 45 yard line. Picked up about 9, maybe 13.
Leyland showed his strength there, certainly. I mean, that was enough to shoulder tackles once again. He was able to shrug off and get this thing close to the first down mark.
Cavaliers finding something here in this third quarter, coming to a close with 39 seconds to go. Down 20 to nothing, so everything's possible here. Quarter to go.
Absolutely. This has got to be a confidence boost, too, you know, moving forward in the season.
It says against McDowell's first team defense out there. So, third down and 4. Pinkerton got another pass. Oh, just overshot his man this time on the sideline. He's looking for Aiden Lynch, senior. A little bit high. That's a hard throw to make across the field like that to the sideline.
Well, he looks good with the effect, though. He looks real good.
Yeah, he's feeling confident with it. Not sure how much press there is at the middle of the field there, but sometimes I've seen some fields that are really pronounced in the middle. It's hard to make that sideline pass. Going for it here, 4th down and 4.
Wouldn't be surprised if they try to draw them off again before they snap them.
Linebackers are creeping up. Now they drop back in. Hayden Haynes, might have got to put that pad on him.
There's a
snap. Pinkerton's got it. Cuts back. Oh, he tripped up. It looked like he tripped over a defensive lineman. I think he would have got the first down if he had stayed on his feet.
Yeah.
So that's going to turn it over on downs. Well, that's King Falk, the Cavaliers are going for it here.
Yeah, I feel like you're at the point where you almost had to.
Again, need that defensive stop here, turnover, some type. I'll let Sam McDowell to probably run it here in the fourth quarter as much as they can.
Yeah, you might could have played if you were facing a pass-heavy offense and never ran the football, but. We saw the guy run 6 minutes on the clock on their last drive.
So. At this 6 minutes here, it's going to be close to closing time.
Yes, it will.
20-0 our score here at East Rutherford High School. Cavaliers and Titans going at it. Titans lead it by 20. They're going to give it again. Delay. This is Boswell back in there. Running backer stays on his feet. Had one man in the beat and is able to bring him down. Number 2 on the tackle. That's Coleman Tisdale.
Name we've caught quite a bit tonight. He's been all over the field.
He's his fifth tackle of the night, sixth tackle of the night for Coleman Tisdale leading the Cavaliers.
He's in on just about every point.
He saved a touchdown on that one. That's a quick snap. It's going to be Boswell. Gets time going to the right side. Straight arm. Going to be brought, tackled out of bounds finally. 25-22 in on the tackle. Jason Arrowwood and Logan Russell. Couple of juniors.
Yep. That'll bring us in the third quarter.
That'll do it here. East Rutherford High School, Titans 20, Cavaliers still looking to score. We'll be back.
Robbins Auto Parts is your auto parts headquarters, located at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta. They're your team of professional auto parts dealers for Rutherford County. They have a commitment to serving their customers with the auto parts they need, both new and used. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Visit them today at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta or call them at 828-657-5732. Robbins Auto Parts keeps you rolling.
It's the store folks in Western North Carolina depend on. Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply. It's like a superstore. Deer corn, $11.05 for 50 pounds. Cob corn, $10. They have plenty of deer plant supplies. Check on the lower prices on propane, $12.99 for a 20-pound tank. Mulch, gravel, rocks, and supplies for beautiful landscaping. That's available at Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply at lower prices. Open Monday through Saturday. If you want a feed and seed store that carries so much more, including new and used farm equipment, then come on over to Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply, 188 Whiteside Road, Rutherfordton.
WCAB, Rutherfordton.
Welcome back, football fans, here on Friday Night Frenzy. We're at East Rutherford High School starting the fourth quarter. 20-0, our score. Our Titans over the East Rutherford Cavaliers. Good ball game, a lot of running here tonight. Passes when needed.
Had a quick false start penalty on the Titans here before we run the second off the block.
That's down in six.
I'd say six.
Haynes, fullback, going to just look for somebody to run over. Stays on his feet. He's inside the 25. Running over some players inside the 15. Getting out. That's Hayden Haynes. So he just loved to hit people. He was cut back trying to find somebody to run over on that one.
He was. Like I said, Blake McClellan come up from the side, laid the shoulder into him, and I think Haynes helped bring his own momentum to a stop. So.
I think at practice they promised him one or two carries a game just to keep him excited, I believe. Nothing you can do about that. That's a bull running downfield.
Yes, it is.
First and 10. On at about the 14-yard line. This time Haynes going to go in motion. He's going to give it to Boswell. No, this is Ellis carrying it left side. Going to weave his way into the end zone. And they're wearing down that defense finally, and that's going to put another score on the board for McDowell, making it 26-0. And they're going to attempt the extra point here in just a minute. Again, next week, join us here on WCAB. We're going to be over at Cherryville. Is the plan. Depends on that traffic on 85, I guess. That's the main thing.
I'm going to attempt to get to Cherryville. That's right. Well, I'll be taking back roads. I'm
probably
way off 85.
I probably will myself go up through Shelby, that direction, I guess. I think I can get there at 74, can I?
Yep. Sure can.
They're going to go for two. It's going to be Boswell with the carry. He's going to be stopped short of the goal line. Got his head in there, but the ball didn't make it, and that 2-point attempt is no good, so that leaves points off the board. 26-0 off score with 11:27 to go. But the Cavaliers are moving the ball.
And I don't think Coach Russ would be disappointed for his defensive effort. Their heart showed up right there on that 2-point conversion. You know, McDowell brought in a couple big bodies in the backfield to serve as lead blockers, and the East Rutherford defensive line forced their way through and stopped the ball carrier there.
That's all you can ask. It's been a lot of people expect this game to be over with at halftime, but East Rutherford's fighting hard and showing what they're made of. They've improved each week.
Yes, they have. And like I said, I think it'd be a huge for their confidence if they could just find a way to put the points on the board here. And like I said, that'd be huge for them.
I'm going to get a touchdown at them. They're averaging 7 a game, so they've got to get a point. But the defense playing well above their average tonight.
Yes, they are.
And now those little lines out. He can still have good field position. Ball taken to the 30 by 18. He finds a block, cuts it back with the move. Going to go down at the 35. So, again, special teams leaving good field position out there for the offense.
Of course, I will say, these first 2 weeks, East Rutherford has kind of shied away from tough competition that week one game against West Henderson. Looks a whole lot better now than West Henderson, you know, manhandled Henderson though last week.
Right.
You know, that was, we're talking about Harrisonville team. That was a third round playoff team last year. So a lot of talent on the field down there for Bearcats. That's Tuscola last week. That's always a tough place to play. You know, they always play hard and they're always in there top of their conference when the season comes to an end.
I think definitely looking up here at East Rutherford. Cavaliers for the first and 10 now. It's going to be Pinkerton again. He's going to break one here in a minute. Just lowers his head. Falls that right guard as far as he could go. And offensive line doing a great job tonight. Not only a couple of false start penalties, I think, but since the middle of the second quarter, they've been playing together as a team.
Yes, they have.
That's a gain of 3 seconds, 7. Up here tonight in this spacious press box here, these with them, and you can stick a whole school that's in the press box, I believe, first, second, third level. And Pinkerton's going to have to carry this time to close in, but he's able to get up back to the line of scrimmage. Giving Pinkerton many opportunities here to break one. No gain on the play. Third down and 20 down the yard. Third and 6 coming up from their own 40.
He's a fun back to watch for how hard he runs the ball.
He's probably, what, 14 years old? Freshman, maybe 15?
Yeah.
He gets in the weight room, builds up that speed and that strength. He's going to be a dangerous weapon.
Absolutely, he is.
Here we go now. Third down play.
By the way, shuffling around by the Tigers defense.
Man makes the ball, throws it into the flat, throws it behind the shoe, behind the line of scrimmage. He's got a fall on, and he's made a smart play. A lot of times the freshman, you know, won't think about that being a backwards pass. Luckily, he fell on that, but it'll bring up fourth and a lot.
That play had some potential, looked like. He had some open space. He could have got a good ball to run with. So, not bad play design there by the Cavaliers.
Yeah, he had some room on the right side. I've never played quarterback, but that's probably a tough pass to throw back behind you like that.
Yeah, it's an unconventional throw,
right.
Of course, because you're not used to, like you said, throwing back.
Again, that's just a timing play where when they play together, they're going to get that down. It's going to be just like pitching coins or something. Get up a good punt here. Fourth down and about 20. Step to the side again. Beautiful spiraling punt. That's going to hit the ground and take another good bounce.
Man, believe that hit one of the gunners there. If it had not, that would have been another banger.
That's another good punt. Good punting average here for the Cavalier punter, number 32. Keldon Boston. Did they name the town after him, or he's named after the town? If he keeps punting like that, he's going to have his own city.
My guess right now would be neither. But like you said, the way he keeps punting. The way he's punting, I wouldn't be surprised if he was getting the brand new Hall of Fame inducted Blake Boston.
Maybe, somewhere down
around
the line.
Going around these far drift kicking abilities.
Yeah. You're probably right. First and 10 from McDowell, I'm sure they're going to be content to grind out some time here.
Absolutely.
26-0 our score. Carr's going to give it 24 again. Heading down the sideline. Another good tackle out there.
Yep.
Save another touchdown.
Coleman Tisdale again.
I think Tisdale's faster than a running back. At least it appears that way from up here. That was another first down. That was Ellis on the carry. About 33 man in the game now for the Titans. That's a new running back. Hunter Pittman, freshman. He gets a carry. He's not in a running back, is he? First and 10. It's going to be 33 on the carry. Going to lower it. He picks up yards, trying to earn him a starting spot. Dives forward at the 50. He's going to be just short of a first down, pick up of 9. Freshman getting carries.
You know, I was pretty good size myself when I was a freshman. But I did not look as stout as these boys do out here for McDowell. That I don't know if I didn't need enough bear growing up or not. But
yeah, a couple of bear oatmeal every now and then once a week on Saturday mornings. That'll put some muscle on you.
You better believe
no fat whatsoever. And they're probably out back cutting down some of those beautiful trees up in there.
Oh, yeah.
So second down and 1. Here's my long pass play here. 28 in motion is going to sit. 28, little end around. I have a first down, and he's tackled after he crossed the Cavalier 45. Down about the 43. Coleman Tisdale with another tackle. He's getting up near 10 tackles, I believe.
If he ain't already there, sir.
He's there.
So,
at least. So getting it done on the defense. Coleman Tisdale, one of those senior leaders. He was a captain. Another first and 10. Hard to score when you can't get the ball back here. Just grind it out. Yeah, that's 33 again. This time they stop him.
That was a good convergence in the backfield. And that was Tisdale again.
That's Tisdale and Ryan Butler. On the tack. That makes it second down and 10. First time we've had that in a while.
Yep. You feel real good defensively, by the way, to get a stop here.
You got just under 7 minutes to go. Let's stop here. Keep this game at 26 points. High snap. Corrals it, throws it out again to number one. Ball, I thought the ball was on the ground there for a minute. But
it's not working. I'll give you one guess who made that tackle.
Both kids did. Two tackle, number one, Matthew Spivey. Short of the first down, I only gained about three. It's third down and 7.
He's just fun to watch play linebacker out there. He's one of the old school linebackers all over the field, north, south, east, and west.
Well, I see him and Hayden Haynes have a tug of war contest out there over a pit of water or something.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a nice battle. Third down, 7. Tar's going to stay in there at quarterback. I got your quarterback in there in the game now. That's 33 to carry. The freshman this time is not going to make it. Your quarterback from right now. That's Ricky Carr. I'm 14. He's got a dirty jersey.
George Dixon made that stop. Had a little help from his buddy Jay Twitty there.
May not see Boswell and Ellis the rest of the night for the Titans as they get this freshman carries. 5:40 to go here. 20-0 I've scored. 26-0, excuse me. I scored one without me thinking about it. Carr's a little late coming on. Will he get his payoff in time? That's the question. Spivey's out wide left. It's going to be fourth down, and they're going for it here. Let's see if Carr keeps this one himself. He's going to pitch it deep to the freshman. The defense is there, and they stop him short of the first down. And that Cavalier defense showing some pride and some fight out there, making the stop after a short game. Defense holds. Offense.
That was Ryan Butler there. Made that stop.
Defensive end stayed at home. Everybody's expecting Carr to carry that ball, but he pitched it deep and good play on fourth down to get the ball back for the offense.
I imagine this was a one-possession game. Carr would have kept that football.
Oh, exactly. Got 5:16 to get points on the board here. Probably four downs every time. And it's going to be Pinkerton again. Lord Shannon, 23. This is 23 on the carry now for Eastwood. Fresh save, that's Reggie Robinson on the carry.
We've seen him a couple times on kickoff turn. He's shown his ability to move a little bit, move and shake. He moved and shaked 8 yards there. So
the junior out there, Reggie Robinson. So maybe Coach Russ just experiment a little bit, seeing who's out there can carry the ball for him when the time comes and need some big yards.
Absolutely.
It's second and one. Go deep with it. Man in motion this time. Going to go left or right. Sets in the slot. Robinson again has a first down at the 50. Puts it far to the 49 of the Titans. Picks up about 3.
I think what makes this most impressive about the way the Cavaliers are running the football, they're doing this against an 8-man box. Many guys really know what they're in now. Except Cavaliers are playing, I think, 6 down blockers. Just moving the football kind of at ease.
Relying on the offensive line to get it done. And they're maturing right here in front of us. First and 10. At the McDowell 49. I think spring of pass here surprised them a little bit. Nobody deep. Same looking play in motion. 3 goes from left to right. And Grant Bridges. Nowhere to go this time for Robinson. Loss on the play. They did get in the line of scrimmage, so second 10 coming up. We're down to 3:40 to go. This game winded down.
I'll tell you something about this East Road offensive line.
I just look. 4 sophomores,
1 junior.
I'm looking at that at home a couple of nights ago. Yeah, that's big.
That is big.
I said four sophomores on the line, a freshman quarterback, freshman tailback was in there earlier.
There's no better way to learn than real game action.
I see something here. Got Arcane Curitan out to the wide side on the right.
He might be. I believe he's one of the speedsters, one of the many. They could see something deep.
Second down nine. Oh, number 11, hands of number 11 dropped. Blake McClellan, he's thinking about running with it. Anxious to go, make something happen.
Lynn showed good composure there, set his feet, made a good pass.
Yeah, well, I'm saying he's not looking nervous out there. You know, he's not stuttering around. He's planting his feet, looking good. But they got the right man out there for the job. Third and nine coming up. We're down to 3 minutes to go. Clock stops with the incomplete pass. Guess we're four down territory here, trying to get some points.
Yep.
Third down nine. Man in motion, got two to the right now, one to the left. Gonna drop back. Half the time now, the rush out the middle. He's not gonna get away. Great rush by the linebacker. Blitz right out the middle this time, beating the offensive line. Big loss on the play. I said it was four down territory. After that loss, they may have to punt it away.
Yeah, I believe we'll punt it here. I see Boston coming off the field. Quick update for our listeners. After three quarters, Chase leads North Gaston 58-8. Marquise McCombs out there at touchdowns. This is 71 yards in the third quarter.
He was one of the top last year, I think, in yards and touchdowns.
Yes, he was.
Continuing that again this year. Got to be getting looks around the state, if not nationally. Get a good look at him next week. Jared was probably shaking in the boot now having a great time. He's smooth. I've watched him in a preseason scrimmage. Oh, off the side of the foot, he's trying to get that one away from the rush. It's going to take a bounce from either direction. It bounces straight up in the air. Winds up being about a minus 1 yard punt. That hurts that average is up around 40.
It does.
Look at the stat sheet tomorrow. It looked like he didn't punt that good, but he's been great all night long.
Yeah.
All night long. Styles here, and I try to run the clock out. Minute 50 to go, 26-0 our score.
Like Morris Central's trailing South Point 42-0 now in the fourth quarter. That South Point team went to the regional final last year, lost to Delhi. They're tough.
Well, South Point, South Carolina won a state last year in 4A. So that might be about that name.
It is. It's got to be.
Yep. Defense switching up here on this play. First down and 10. And 21 in the game now. McDowell gets to the outside, picks up a block, cuts across to the middle, has one man to beat, but the tackle is made there at about the 24-yard line. 21 on the carry. Jason Twitty, sophomore running back.
I believe 25, Logan Russell, Hawks of Penn there for the Cavaliers.
Minute 25 to go. Looks like it's McDowell's going to come down with a win without some turnover here. Going to get another shutout.
Yep, so, I imagine we might see a couple kneel downs here.
Timeouts left. Don't need them, really.
Well, of course, we've got enough backups in the game here for the fight, so we might see another run here.
21-inch quarterback. Going to be a snap. And that one will need to 30. Do it for a long snap. Yeah. Stop the clock in a minute. For some reason. Not sure why, but I guess that's a barring some kind of score here going to do it here tonight. The score is going to be 26-0 in favor of the McDowell Titans from Marion, North Carolina. They'll improve to 2-1. Keith Russell bought an 0-3 bud. See a lot of improvement from week one and week two. So I'm sure they got a lot to talk about this week at the film class, especially.
Like I said, this is a really strong effort by the Cavaliers tonight. You know, I believe McDowell believes a 4A school.
Yeah, then a 3A, 4A conference. Yep. So the Western 3A, 4A, I think.
A bigger school. And
yeah, about 1,800 students.
Like I said, these brothers came out and played hard and showed their fight tonight.
And I'm sure Coach Russ will have some things he wants to work on, but he can't be disappointed in their effort.
Yeah, he probably found a few things that's going to lead them in the future, too.
Absolutely.
That's it with these last 4 seconds off the clock. We'll let that run down. Be back in about 2 minutes to wrap it up. We'll give you some team tacklers and try to run down some finals or near finals around the area and rest of the state. And the clock will wind down. Our final Stormy Bell 26. He put the Cavaliers nothing. We'll be back.